Okay, and I think it would be hard not to be left with a feeling of what if, because there were so many times in the course of those two and a bit days that you might have got over the line here.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't play well enough over the period of time to be good enough to win the game, but yeah, frustrating, I think. I mean, I suppose that's been our championship cricket this season, really. We've had some really good spells. They followed up with some poor cricket, some good individual performances, but not really backed up by the team. So frustrating, but we've obviously got an exciting week coming up as well with a Lords final. So you know, we'll have to get rid of this disappointment and get ready for a big game.
Having used the conditions so well on the first morning, the batting the rest of that day must have been a big disappointment.
It was, yeah. There wasn't. There was some pretty poor shots along the way, but yeah, that's part of the game. Also, you want guys to go out and play, take their options on. You know, the guys have practiced really hard this week. We did a lot of work on spin prior to coming here. So, yeah, disappointing because I know we're right in the mix now at the wrong end of the table. So the quality is in our dressing room, we're just not quite clicking. But it isn't just this season. It was the back end of last season as well. I think at the end of this season, we really need to, whatever happens, we need to really address that and where we're going in four-day cricket and how we want to go forward.
If it had been a lead of 70 or 80, that would have been a very different game, don't you think?
Of course it would have done, yeah. I think we should have been good enough to get 180 at least, first innings. You know, and yeah, we've got to address some of the things. Like I said, it's not the first game we've managed to do that, bowl team out reasonably cheaply and then not back up enough with the runs.
Ricky Clark and Chris Wright yesterday evening, though, demonstrated what could be done and certainly getting well on the front foot and played remarkably well.
They both played very well and they showed exactly how many runs you could get on that wicket. So really good partnership, and we need more of that kind of fighting over the next championship game against Lancashire.
There is the Lords final in between, but you go into the game against Lancashire knowing that you're probably going to need points. You know, you'll see how Hampshire get on this week, but you're going to need points in that final game.
Yep, it's going to be a huge game. Absolutely, we need to put in a big performance. You know, we've been so inconsistent this season. We put in good performances, and the weather's got in the way of a couple of wins, which is obviously disappointing. But yeah, you can't hide behind that. We haven't been good enough this season, I don't think, in Red Bull cricket from top to bottom. So yeah, we need one big performance.
You must be personally quite frustrated as well, in that, you know, in this game you've not been able to make a contribution. Do you feel the form is coming back? Because in the white ball game you're scoring runs.
Yeah, look, it's been a frustrating Red Bull second half of the season. I think we've played on some average wickets at best in the last five games. They certainly haven't been out there to get 500 runs per team, so that hasn't been easy. I think start of the season was great. You know, I've got a lot of starts and not really converted, which has been frustrating. But yeah, I mean, it's you know, I'd like to personally have been doing that, which is something I pride myself on at Warwickshire. But yeah, it's not quite happened this back half of the season. But a big 5 days to go in the season. Hopefully, I can contribute.
It's interesting. Chris Rogers has just said to us he wouldn't want to spend his entire career batting on wickets like that. What did you make of it when you saw it first up? And would you prefer to see wickets that don't do that much on the first day?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's great for cricket. I don't think it's great for first-class cricket to see a wicket like that, but you have to adapt. Yeah, that's part of being a professional cricketer, and you have to be able to adapt to all sorts of surfaces. So, you know, I don't think we quite did that well enough. But, yeah, it's... I don't know really what that gains in English cricket to play on surfaces like that, but, you know, it certainly worked for this game for him.
You've got quite a lot of young players who you brought through this year. Matt Lamb was amongst them. Difficult players to make his debut. Mm. They're going to have to hold their nerve in the final fixture.
They are. I mean, that's the exciting thing, I suppose. You know, all the way through the season, we've seen a lot of youngsters in different formats sort of play and play a part this season. So there is some talented group of players underneath. And, you know, the next year or two, you know, I wouldn't say it's a rebuilding time, but certainly we need to start introducing younger players into the team, because it is getting a bit old now.